1, 2, 3. I don't know, but there's a phone. Check, one, two.
anybody called in. Told them, you know, you do this and we won't vote for you. You know, you're done. So I think between, you know, people getting involved and really looking at the facts made it as stupid as it was.
So
no bounds for impeaching Protasiewicz, and now they're trying something new, which is also
Well, I'm sorry to cut you short, Gabby. I got a quick trigger figure. Got to sneak off to a break here. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show. Love to hear from you. Your opinion's welcome. Why would Robin Voss, why would the tiger change its stripes unless he's facing political reality, karma's kicking his ass, or there's perhaps a deeper, darker, more malfeasant way to do this, and he thinks perhaps there's something worse than an impeachment of a sitting Supreme Court justice in a constitutional crisis. Your opinions, welcome here. Rampant speculation as well. 844-96-PARTY.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw.
Welcome back to the Tuesday edition of the Maggie Dawn Show. Coming up next, we got Busted Pencils. Educated educators talking education. I'm Mike Crute. I'm filling in for my friend, Maggie Dawn. She's in D.C. doing the Lord's work this week. So you'll have to bear with me. And you can call me. You can be a part of this show. You know, the show must go on, as they say. 844-967-2789. We got big, big news out of Wisconsin. A legislative proposal that nobody saw coming. This is a well-kept secret. And everyone I've spoken to, a bit suspicious that Robin Voss is not exactly a man of his word. And good motives have not exactly been the hallmark of these Republicans of late. So perhaps, Robin, if people are a little suspicious of your motives, you've earned it. 844-967-2789. Roby calling in from the freeway. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Noon. How you doing today?
Good, Roby. How are you? Welcome.
I am doing great. Just when I was leaving work, I caught a bit about this story on social media. And according to the rumor mill that I saw, Mr. Wickler got to read the fine print about this proposal. And in this article, it describes that the fine print stating if Robin Voss sees what whatever commission, the bipartisan commission, chooses, if he doesn't like it, he gets to rewrite it.
Hmm. Well, that would be a bit of a fool's veto or a jester's veto. Well, if Robin Voss gets to veto the map, then no way in hell this is not a fair proposition, Roby. You and I would agree then.
Oh, absolutely, 100%. And I believe this was, now don't quote me on this one, but I believe this was also part of Iowa's issue, although theirs wasn't quite as deep as ours, and they've been muddling along with the situation you've described earlier. But based on what I saw and what I've heard from Iowa, I don't trust Robin Voss as far as I can throw Robin Voss. And my arm hurts today. So that shows you how far I can throw.
Well, Roby, I had not seen anyone that had read the fine print, but I did see that Governor Evers had an immediate negative reaction to the news, to the legislative proposal by Robin Voss and these Republicans. And you'd like to take them at their word, but of course it's very hard to do so. But certainly there are going to be lawyers and legislative lawyers that are going to read the fine print. They can rush this through the assembly. But of course, Tony Evers is never going to sign this into law if it's a bad deal for the people of Wisconsin. And I think that maybe that's what this is. Maybe this is just a first run, giving the Republicans some cover fire. They say, well, we put a fair maps proposal. Evers vetoed it. Well, you know, now it's got to go to court, and if Protasiewicz won't recuse, now we must impeach her. We tried being reasonable. Now we got to do it our way. What do you think of that scheme, Roby?
I think that you've pretty much dotted all the I's and crossed all the T's, because we know what our attorneys are going to be like, and we know what the Republicans' attorneys are going to
be. I'm sorry, you dropped out there at the end, Roby. The Republican attorneys is the end of what I heard. We know what our attorneys are like, and their attorneys. And then what?
Yeah. So knowing what all the attorneys are going to be throwing out there, I imagine that any proposed litigation is just going to go bouncing back and forth. And I just fear that whatever else is going to end up being a delaying tactic as the two sides keep fighting over who did what, or if the Republicans suddenly say, well, the Democrats aren't cooperating. They're not trying to go with a level playing field just because they're not going with our proposal for bipartisanship, you know. And I think most people would recognize that for what it is.
Roby, don't be so sure, because you're assuming they're getting a fair assessment. Of course, so far, and I appreciate you listening, and be careful on the freeways out there, you assume we're getting a fair assessment. And at this point, we haven't had that. What we've had is we've had Voss's version of what he's proposing, and we've had the knee-jerk reaction of the governor. And I'm not saying he's off base. I'm just saying we haven't seen a digested legislative piece scored, et cetera, et cetera. When we do that, we'll know if this is a meritorious offer or not. Now, those of us that have lived in Wisconsin for more than 5 minutes, we're all skeptical, because we don't see many fair offers, exchanges of ideas with these Republicans. It's so often just partisanship at its most bitter and worse. So, you know, I want to believe. I'm not naive. I wish Maggie Dawn was here today. She'd know what to do. She'd tell us all. Don't believe Robin Voss until it's signed into law. And we've read the details, and the Evers attorneys have said that's a good deal for the people. Then we'll sign it. Now, I can read your text messages, sending them in to the Maggie Dawn Show tonight. We got Jim listening up in Appleton from WGBW. Jim says, I much like our esteemed governor. I am inclined to believe it about 6 months after the new maps are out, and maybe in an election cycle or two. Mark from the SAC says, if the stories are true, Satan's also both intelligence and has a oily charm. Now, I think he's talking about Robin Voss. You don't mean me, do you, Mark? One more here. Lynn here, can't wait online to talk. But if Voss loses in court, I heard the plan was to force all legislators to run next time. Means in one election, Dems might have a majority. If the GOP can avoid it, it will take many more years to lose power. That's great insight, Lynn. What Lynn is effectively saying is if the maps are overturned and all new districts are drawn, typically we see every assembly seat up each year. Every 2 years, all the assembly seats are up, kind of like the U.S. House. Every 2 years, every congressman is up for reelection. But on the Senate side, it's on a rotating basis. Three assembly seats make up one Senate seat here in the state of Wisconsin. So we've got 99 assembly seats and 33 Senate seats. Well, all 33 of these senators are not on the ballot each and every elective cycle. And what I think Lynn is trying to read through these tea leaves, and it's very murky, what indeed is the motive of Robin Voss? And I suspect it cannot possibly just be ending up with fair maps, because that's never motivated the man up until now. So what is he really, really trying to accomplish here? Well, Lynn thinks maybe it's to keep all the maps from rolling out at the same time. So the assembly seats would all be in play, all 99 of them, but then only maybe half, maybe 16 of the Senate seats might actually be in play. Well, right now, the majority in the state Senate is a two-thirds majority. That's why they have the power, if they really want to exercise it, if the Republicans want to flex, they can literally impeach a Supreme Court justice or any other gubernatorial appointee, right? Any of Tony Evers' cabinet members. Well, not that any of them had been confirmed barely, but, you know, they could also be impeached at the whim of this two-thirds majority in the state Senate. So maybe lends on to something. Maybe it is more strategic than I would even anticipate. Maybe Voss is looking at the map and saying, well, it would take us, what, two, maybe three elective cycles, even with fair maps, to lose our stranglehold on the legislative majority? Well, on the Senate side. But Robin Voss, he extends his power from the Assembly side. So I don't know, Len. I'm a little skeptical as well. Come back with us. Well, we're not going anywhere. 844-967-2789. I guess what I was implying is there's more. There's more breaking news. And it's not just the injury report for Aaron Rodgers. Anyone watch the Monday night game last night? I was very pumped up. I know the Maggie Dawn audience may not be big Monday night football fans, but Aaron Rodgers, you all know who he is. The formerly immunized quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. And there was a big bar offer in Milwaukee, Jim's All-American, I believe, on Brady Street. If you showed up 15 minutes before the game started, and last night it was the Jets and the Bills, and you opened a bar tab, and the Jets lost, and Aaron Rodgers started the game, which he did, everybody's bar tab's getting paid. So that place was hopping last night, our understanding. And 4 minutes into the game, like four plays into the offensive season for Aaron Rodgers, now, well, then the Jets starting quarterback, and he was tackled, and it seemed like a relatively harmless tackle, although it was around his ankles. It was on his lower body, and I had seen it reported last night. You saw a flex in the guy's calf muscles, and apparently that is indicative of a Achilles heel injury, and it was confirmed widely today. He's out for the season. Aaron Rodgers, he's done for. And if you're a Packers fan, and who amongst us is not a Packers fan, that does affect our lifestyle just a little bit. Aaron Rodgers had to start or play, I believe, 65% of the offensive snaps this year for the Packers to receive a first-round draft pick in exchange for him, otherwise second-rounder. So, you know, it's a differential of what you get in the trade, but not the end of the world. But this guy's 38, 39 years old. I'm a little older than that, but I'm not trying to run around in the NFL anymore. That could be a career-ending injury. Career-ending. Played four downs, and he's done as a Jet. I mean, the Jets did ultimately win that game last night on a crazy punt return, I believe it was, and at the end of the game. And it was fun to watch that game. I was surprised how long I stayed in contact with that game, because I didn't even get to see Aaron Rodgers four plays and out. He was already injured. See, I got to be careful. Karma's going to kick my ass. He was already out with perhaps a career-ending injury by the time Crudy turned on the TV last night. You know, doing a little Maggie Dawn show. Starts a little early. But anyways, making me feel better all the time about my shrewd decision to call my boat the Jordan Love boat. If you're unfamiliar, got a little boat. Cheap one. Old one. Mine. Love it, though. Now I'm going to pimp it out because I'm feeling pretty good about my team's chances, less so if I were a Jets fan. And I'm not sure what to think as a Wisconsinite right now with the political climate we find ourselves in. I'm not sure whether I should be cheering this legislative piece from Robin Voss. I'd like to take him at his word. I'd like to think this is a fair proposition. But of course, all his prior history tells me, no, don't trust this man. Don't take the candy. Don't get in the white van. You know what I mean? Like, all of my history says this is no good. Robin Voss is not offering you a piece of gum. It's going to shock your hand or something, Crudy. So I can understand why we, the good people of the state of Wisconsin, would be somewhat skeptical. But I'm also curious. Were you kind of a little happy that Aaron Rodgers got hurt last night? Is anyone out there? I mean, I know it's pretty early. You don't have to give your name. But is anybody gloating that Aaron Rodgers, the former Packer player, the guy who claimed he was immunized, the guy who ran out with the American flag last night and led his team onto the field? Well, he's out for the season, perhaps his career. Any of you guys out there in radio land, you enjoying that concept just a little too much? Just wondering. It's okay. You can confess here. I'm listening on the Maggie Dawn Show at 844-967-2789. Come back with us. Talk about the impeachment proposition of President Joe Biden. Talking about bad ideas. Kevin McCarthy, you have sold your soul for not even rock and roll, for a speakership, for curtains in the speaker's office for like a year. You're not even going to get to enjoy them next year. Come back with us. You can enjoy the rest of the Maggie Dawn Show. You can be a part. In fact, 844-967-2789.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry. Autoglass now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only,
Welcome back to the final segment of the Maggie Dawn Show for this fine Tuesday. Lots of breaking news here in the state of Wisconsin.
Test one, nationwide.
Got a sports update. Aaron Rodgers out for the season, perhaps for his career. Also, I left the audience of the Maggie Dawn Show hanging. I'm Mike Crude. I'm filling in for Maggie this week. She's doing some lawyering.
Hey there.
In DC, hey, are you able to hear
give
me?
Her a break. She'll be back.
Oh yeah.
Next week.
How about? Can you hear me?
I can hear you great. As you can see, we're going through changes.
But
over
I left
here.
You hanging, audience.
I can see.
Republicans finally have an opponent. Tammy Baldwin.
There we go.
Bill Glauber.
Go
reporting.
Ahead.
Oh, there we go. I see the cords and the cable. And
you entered the GOP race for U.S. Senate in Wisconsin.
Gotta love it.
And I got to tell you, I saw the picture. I saw the announcement. I saw the name. Her name, candidate Stacey Klein. And I said, who? Who? Stacey Klein. Who? While Republicans wait for a major candidate to take the plunge against Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, another relative political unknown is planning to enter the race. Triplo County Board Supervisor Stacey Klein said she'll formally announce her candidacy Saturday as she attempts to give rural Wisconsin a voice in D.C. I've always been a natural mediator, Klein told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I get passionate about certain topics. I feel the Senate would be a good fit. Do you now? WisPolitics first reported Klein's candidacy. She formally filed with the Federal Elections Commission on Tuesday. Klein, 41, grew up in a dairy farm in western Wisconsin, graduated from Carthage College in 2004, and works as a financial advisor. She was elected to the county board last April 2022. Klein, who describes herself as conservative, says she'll execute a 72-county strategy and is eager to meet with the voters and is also scheduling meetings with large donors. You know, if they take them. We do need more young people to get involved, she said. She's 41. I think she's implying herself a little bit more. There are a few other quote-unquote candidates. There's Rahana Ravidran, chair of the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point College Republicans. She apparently is running. And Patrick Schaefer Wick, a retired U.S. Army sergeant major from Little Chute. The party still awaits a major contender to face Baldwin. Do they? You don't like your field currently? Some of the names being bantered. Eric Hodvey, Franklin businessman Scott Mayer, and former Milwaukee County Sheriff David A. Clark Jr. I don't like your chances under any circumstance, Republicans. You're going to lose. Text line, lighten up the Maggie Dawn Show text line. Don't get into the tinted window limo, Crudy, with the guys in dark glasses. Mark from the Sacks advising me to, you know, take the Mike Pence advice. Don't get in the limo. Don't do it. Don't do it. Anyways, little more news nationally, something about an impeachment of President Joe Biden, or at least a proposed impeachment inquiry, which does require a vote of some sort. It's already being described as a fake impeachment, and it's a risky proposition. This is how thehill.com is describing Kevin McCarthy's impeachment gamble. It's a gamble. Speaker Kevin McCarthy's decision to launch an impeachment inquiry of President Joe Biden carries serious risks as well as opportunities, question mark, for his party. The politics of McCarthy's decision are at one level easy to understand. The speaker, who famously took 15 rounds of voting. Oh, yeah, I forgot. What a humiliating experience that must have been. The speaker, who famously took 15 rounds of voting to be elected to his current position, is under pressure from the right flank to take action. And the decision to move forward with an inquiry is a middle ground, question mark, of a kind between doing nothing and pursuing articles of impeachment straight off, as Firebrand Rep. Lauren Boebert tried to do in June. McCarthy contends there is a culture of corruption around the Biden family, despite the fact no direct evidence of wrongdoing by the president has emerged. And the investigation might shake loose some such proof or not. Three House committees will be empowered to look into possible impeachable offenses, and McCarthy pledged Tuesday to go wherever the evidence takes us. Go home then, man. There's no evidence. A little bit more. Still, McCarthy will have to be nimble if he is to avoid several tripwires. For a start, moderate House members, especially the 18 Republicans who represent districts carried by Biden in 2020, well, they may not want to rush forward with this action. As it says here at The Hill, they're notably less enthusiastic about any move towards impeachment, given the dearth of evidence so far. Oh, why would you need evidence? Evidence, schmevidence. Rep. Don Bacon, Republican from Nebraska, said Tuesday that he would have recommended against the inquiry. He also wants McCarthy to hold a vote on the matter. Yeah, because otherwise it ain't an impeachment. I think it's the right thing to do, Bacon told The Hill. That would be the House vote. Meanwhile, there is consternation in the Senate at the drive towards impeachment, with Republicans in the upper chamber plainly skeptical of the effort. You know, kind of like everyone in Wisconsin with Robin Voss's proposed legislation. Now, among the Senate reservations, they know that any vote to convict and remove the president, an action that has never before been taken in American history and would require a two-thirds Senate majority, is utterly implausible in a chamber where Democrats hold a narrow majority. It's a waste of time. It's a fool's errand, one Republican senator who requested anonymity told The Hill. And members of Republican Senate leadership seem conspicuously eager to move on to other topics. We don't want to talk about it. Here's a quote from Mitch McConnell. I don't think Speaker McCarthy needs any advice from the Senate on how to run the House. Well said. Phrasing that nimbly allowed McConnell to avoid expressing any opinion on the merits of the impeachment effort. Senator John Thune, Republican from South Dakota, the number two Republican in the Senate, told reporters, and here's his quote, Nate, at least over here in the Senate, we need to be focused on trying to move legislation and keep the trains running. Really, is that what you're doing?
I don't think. Hi, are you able to hear us?
Yep.
Awesome. I gotcha. Perfect. I can hear you too.
And Senator Shelley Moore, Republican from West Virginia,
I'm Tim's co-host.
The effort by her party colleagues in the House is frustrating. Obviously, I don't know what the evidence is, where they're going with this, where they're going with
the end of the other.
Oh, they're going straight to hell. I loved the sound of John Fetterman. I heard it in real time on the Clay and Buck Show on Righty Whitey Talk Radio. He mocked this effort. Fetterman laughed mockingly and said, oh my gosh. Oh, it's devastating. Oh, don't do it. Please don't do it. And I can assure you the tone Fetterman took was no more serious than the tone Crudy just took. Thank you for listening to the Maggie Dawn Show tonight. I'll be filling in a couple more days, Wednesday, Thursday, I believe, as well. Doing it from the road, perhaps. Those of you that miss Maggie Dawn, she'll be back next week. Stick around. Busted Pencils, right here on the Civic Media Network. Educated educators talking education. You'll want to listen. Keep it locked, Civic Media.
Get 11% off everything at Menards. Check out
from
our
a guest host.
Vinyl plank flooring. Vinyl plank is waterproof and features a durable wear layer for active.